It's mid of the night. Why are you doing this? Why are you so stubborn? Just stop, please. Talk to me. You were right. In hindsight, this was never going to work out. Never. We didn't think this through, we weren't ready. We just went into this so blind. We had absolutely no idea what we were doing. It was just hope and dreams. And I regret it. I regret ever agreeing to this. I never thought it could be like this. It's meant to be simple. When you love each other, you're meant to be able to communicate. And I've been in difficult situations before. But nothing as difficult as this. Nothing as difficult as when we try to build this fucking IKEA desk! I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Just stop messing with it. Please, stop messing with the desk. Look, let's just be honest and frank. This was a mistake. It's just... I love you. I love you, but we're not ready for this. We're not ready for the whole building flat pack furniture together. I'm not being ridiculous. We tried for 4 hours. 4 hours. And that was probably 30 minutes of actually making a desk and 3.5 hours of arguing. We're not ready for this. It's not a big deal. It's a desk, not the end of the world. We're just... This is still really, really new. And we're still getting to know each other. Putting together furniture is apparently a very traumatic, complex situation, and we've only been together for a month, 3 days, 9 hours, and 32 minutes. I keep counting. I thought it was going to be so much fun. So nice and couple-y. That we would go into IKEA and it would just be nice. And it turned into hell on earth. We bickered our way around it. People were staring. It was so bad. We need cushions. Well, we don't need 8 cushions, but we don't need 8 cushions. We don't. But you didn't need to spend 3/4 of an hour in a cafe with the bloody meat. We're doing it again. Just stop, please. Just stop messing with it. Maybe you should read the instructions. Sorry, I wasn't going to. No, it doesn't. This doesn't say anything about our relationship. an inability to build a Swedish desk doesn't mean it has a name. What do you mean? Everything at IKEA has a name. Fine, what's it? Mickey. Inability to build Mickey doesn't mean that we're not doomed to failure. Come here. Just leave the desk. Yeah. Did you, No, you certainly didn't fall over that bit that fell off the desk. No. That didn't happen. Absolutely. Are you okay? Do you want me to kiss it better? Of course I want to kiss you. This... Come here. Listen to me. This is just a desk. A stupid Swedish desk with complicated instructions that we haven't read, sorry. This would test the most established relationship, and we've only been together for a month and a bit. I'm not blushing. I am blushing. You make me blush so easily. I've never met anyone who could do that. Sometimes all you have to do is look at me and I burn with crimson heat. It's annoying. But I like it. I like finding out these little things. So we couldn't make a desk together. So we were absolutely awful. It doesn't mean that we're not meant to be together. It just means that you're going to have to build your own desk. Oh, the instructions say that you need two people. That bit of the instructions you look at. Sorry. What I'm trying to say is we were both single. And we had our ways of doing things, and now we're together. And we have to figure stuff out. We have to see how it all fits. We have to compromise. Unlike the desk, relationships don't come with instructions, so we've just got to figure it out. I really like you. I mean, I really, really like you. And I thought it would be easy. Maybe I've seen too many chick flicks. No matter what happens, it's always easy in the end. But it's not straightforward. We're still finding our way, figuring out the rhythm. But I love it. I like it. Don't just let one pass. Let that one pass. We don't need that on top of the desk. I like this. I like getting to know you. And it's not just about the good stuff, the sweet stuff. I like finding out that in the morning you are so grumpy. That sometimes your head is just so full of sleep that you say the cutest things. It's adorable. And you're finding out that I have a slight tea addiction. Slight. Yes, my name is Honey and I am a tea addict. It's awkward. And sometimes it's uncomfortable. And sometimes I just blush and kick myself. But it's worth it. It's so worth it. if it was easy, it wouldn't be as... It wouldn't... I wouldn't feel so. You are worth the bickering, the queuing, the following you around IKEA. You're like a magpie. It's worth it. You're worth it. I know we were arguing, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. I like spending time with you. I like learning you, mapping you. In a way, I have nothing. It's nothing. Don't ask. You are this new land. That sounds so wrong. I'm not blushing. Shut up. Okay, you are this new land, and I'm discovering new things every day. And it's exciting, and it feels, it makes me giddy. But I also get annoyed and frustrated and vexed. But that's good. We're learning each other. And we keep coming back. We had the most pathetic, childish argument over a screwdriver. Over reading the instructions, which I was right about. Over whether we should buy white or black, brown, beech. It's not. It's walnut. Walnut. Finish. But it doesn't mean I don't like you. Really like you. Really, really like you. Because I do. And that makes me want to be here. Stay here. Learn your landscape. Okay, that sounds really weird. But it's true. I want to know what makes you smile. I want to know what makes you laugh. I want to know what makes you angry. I want to know what makes that little wrinkle appear in your forehead when you're trying to figure out if it's right where you're up or whether it's going to collapse, and it's going to collapse. Sorry. I'm not just here for the good times and the kissing and the... Yeah. I'm not blushing. Shut up. I'm not here for just that. I'm here for everything. Everything. And I'm not going anywhere. So leave the desk alone. It's the middle of the night. Just let it go. Please don't sing the song every time. Let's just sit down, have a hot chocolate, and just snuggle. Because I've been told that the best part of an argument is the snuggling you do after. It's the making up. It's the It's that we get to kiss and make up. This is just a bump in the road. It's not the end of the road. I like you. I really do. So, you go make the hot chocolate, and I will take a look at the instructions. Just accept it. Accept it. Just pretend it's not happening. Just go. It's easier that way. I like you too. Wait. Are these in Swedish?